This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not that we track this stuff. Okay, fine, we do. But last week, had you been so inclined, you had eight, count them, eight opportunities to hear officials from the Federal Reserve Board in Washington or from the regional Fed banks offer their thoughts on the current state of this economy. And if you read real carefully between the lines, maybe what they're thinking about interest rates. If that doesn't sound like your idea of fun, we get it. But Fed speeches and interviews are a key part of monetary policy. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
Federal Reserve officials don't hand down opinions like the Supreme Court. They don't have public debates like Congress. So the way we find out what they are thinking is they give speeches, a lot of speeches.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is great to be with you.
These are my views and not those of anybody else.
So we will need to make all of our decisions calibrated by data.
That was Neel Kashkari, president of the Minneapolis Fed, Thomas Barkin from the Richmond Fed, and Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed. Sometimes these speeches are even fun.
I had one of my staff people go out and buy a crystal ball.
Dennis Lockhart was president of the Atlanta Fed for 10 years.
And without saying anything at the beginning of a speech, I pulled out the crystal ball and put it on the podium. And then I started the speech by saying, I guess you always wondered how the Fed comes up with its predictions.
There are 12 regional Federal Reserve banks, each one with a president. At any given time, four of those presidents rotate onto the committee that makes the decisions on interest rates and monetary policy that affect the whole economy. The New York Fed president gets a permanent seat there as vice chair.
The Fed presidents are out there to inform the public, educate the public, interpret policy to the public.
Most speeches are about where the economy is headed or about monetary policy, but the presidents are only allowed to talk about their own views. They can't speak for the Fed itself or their colleagues, and there's a code of ethics. For example, you don't speak to a private group and offer information they could profit from. Aside from all that,
there is little or no coordination from Washington with the presidents, and the presidents are almost entirely free to express their own views.
And express themselves, they do, multiple times a month in some cases. In one week, several presidents can all give separate speeches.
I do think, though, that the Reserve Bank presidents talk too much.
Peter Conti Brown is Associate Professor of Financial Regulation at Wharton.
Communication is a very important tool of monetary policy, but that's when you have a symphony rather than cacophony.
Music is in the ear of the beholder on this one, though. Sarah House is a senior economist with Wells Fargo.
Many times it might seem like a cacophony, but if you listen very carefully, I think you can hear very important snippets of which way monetary policy is going.
As new economic data comes in between Fed meetings, economists and analysts pore over any clues to Fed thinking they can find. Derek Tang is an economist at policy forecasting firm L.H. Meyer.
Policymakers have a lot of discretion over, you know, what policies to enact. It really is an art. It's a judgment call. And because of that, we need to know what goes into their judgment.
There was a time when Fed presidents didn't give that many speeches and people didn't pay much attention to them. Before the 90s, the entire Federal Reserve System itself was much less transparent.
Because they thought being more mysterious would allow them to have more short-run control over the economy.
Gary Richardson is a professor of economics at UC Irvine and is the former official historian of the Federal Reserve System. Over time, the Fed's philosophy changed, and communication came to be viewed as an important policy tool in and of itself. But the real turning point that ushered in the rise of the regional Fed president and their speeches was the financial crisis.
2008 put the Fed on the public's dashboard in a much more significant way.
Again, Peter Conti Brown.
And after 2008, and especially after the 2020 reaction to the pandemic, the Fed became much more a participant in actually driving the car of the economy.
So as long as the Fed sits at the wheel of the economy, you can count on Fed presidents to keep talking. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.